Although there are 8 candidates running for seats on the Lower Sunshine Coast School Board, none were given the microphone at all candidates' meetings in the area. Some of the could-be trustees attended the public forums anyway, passing out their own campaign materials at the door to remind voters that their names, too, would appear on the ballot. The Board of Education plays an integral role in the lives of our children and youth, and by extension the wider community of the Sunshine Coast, says Superintendent Kate Kerr about why it's important to vote for school trustees, even if you don't have a child in the local school system. They are locally elected community leaders who are an essential part of a democratic society who provide strategic direction and oversight to maintain and grow a thriving learning community, placing student achievement and well-being at the center of all their decision-making. As an entire community, our schools are part of the fabric of who we are and what we value to be our future. By being a part of the democratic process by voting, we all have an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of children and youth and our society as a whole. One of the 7 seats on the school board has already been confirmed. Incumbent trustee Samantha Haynes, who represents Area 1, the Upper Coast, was acclaimed on September 23. Area 1 includes the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, Areas A and B, as well as Sechelt Indian Band Land 6, 6A, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12A, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 19A, 20, 20A, 21, 21A, 22, 24, 25, 26 and 27. With Haynes's win, SCRD Area A, Pender Harbor and Egmont, won't see an election at all, as incumbent director Leonard Lee has also been acclaimed. That leaves 6 trustee seats up for grabs, 3 for the Central Coast, Area 2, and 3 for the Lower Coast, Area 3. Running to represent Area 2 are incumbent Chair Amanda Amaral, Ann Skelcher, Rick Leske and incumbent Maria Hampvant. Their names will appear on the District of Sechelt ballots. Area 2 also represents Sechelt Indian Band Lands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 28. For Area 3, electors can choose from the 3 incumbents Pamela Ruth, Stacia Leach and Sue Gerard, and newcomer Briar Teal Hartwell. These 4 names will be on the ballot for Town of Gibson's voters. Area 3 also represents SCRD Areas D, Roberts Creek, E, Elphinstone, and F, West Howe Sound. So even though those 3 SCRD electoral areas saw their directors acclaimed, their constituents can still vote for the school board. Voting in Roberts Creek will be at Roberts Creek Community Hall from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 15. For Elphinstone residents, voting will be at Frank West Hall, 1224 Chester Road. Area F residents can cast their vote for school trustees at Eric Cardinal Hall, 930 Chamberlain Road. Advance voting opportunities for Area 3 trustees will be held at the Gibsons and Area Community Center, 700 Park Road, Room 219, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on October 12.